Well, Christian, as we look what's happening with the markets today, you and I were just chatting about the weather and what's going on in the wheat market and the grains as well. I know that there has been some corn going in the ground as far north as White Cloud, Kansas, and that just means when planters start moving, guys get a little antsy.
Absolutely. When the weather is conducive to planting, people are going to get out there, and they're definitely going to show that they can get the seed in the ground. So I think you're starting to see that the weather forecast really looks good going forward. The next 10 to 15 days, really. So it's amazing we're going to make a big shift because honestly, it was snowing here in Minneapolis just an hour ago. But now it looks like it's going to be nice, going forward. You're going to get more and more planting. You're getting planting down south too, and even in the Delta states, which they've, really struggled with. So planting is probably not going to have as much of an issue. And keep in mind that dollar too. I mean, dollar was strong yesterday. It's up again today, so that's going to put some pressure on prices too. The wheat is a little bit different story. You still have some problems in Russia and Ukraine, and you have some issues here in the U.S. as well. So wheat is the leader today. Meanwhile, corn and beans are setting back. A little bit concerned about the beans too, especially technically. Now you're starting to get below like that 950 level on the nearby. So technically, you got a little bit of weakness in that market.
Well, I know that it will be a weather-related market. Are we seeing any reactions still from yesterday's report, or have we kind of swept that under the rug and moved on?
Oh, I think you're seeing some. I mean, keep in mind that the biggest number really in the report was the simple fact that the world number for corn was negative. All the other numbers were fairly close to what the trade was expecting, but more corn in the world was a concern. There's also stories coming out from China saying that they have ample supply. So that was really the number that was negative, and you're still seeing, weakness in the corn. Typically, when wheat's going to be up, corn's going to try and fall, but not after the numbers that we currently saw.
Head over.